Hi everyone, this is Anna Brandt, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about why you need competition. The other day, somebody had asked me how I felt about somebody else copying something that I did. And I said, oh, I had to get over that long ago. And she said, well, when she comes up with something new, she's going to make sure nobody copies her. And I kind of laughed because I remember feeling the same way a long, 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 long time ago. Being around for as many years as I have, there's a lot of things that I've done over the years that were new to me that I thought maybe nobody else had done or created. And then I would see it being copied pretty closely. And it would kind of make my heart sink a little bit, especially when the person copying me would get all kinds of credit for copying. And it's happened in all areas of my work, my gowns, my ideas. And I remember in the beginning just feeling so kind of hurt, like, oh gosh, I worked so hard coming up with that idea, or I worked so hard coming up with that dress design. And then somebody else copies me and they kind of get all the glory. And I remember thinking, gosh, that just did not make me feel so well. But then I also remember that feeling the way I did kind of prevented me from moving forward in whatever I was doing that particular day. You know, the minute you kind of get that gut-wrenching, hurtful feeling about anything, it kind of sets you back. It's almost like you're walking along and then someone hits you with, like, let's say a ball, and you just like stumble or fall down. And sometimes it takes a while to get back up. You feel kind of like that, oh, kick in the gut. And you're like, okay, well, and then you kind of get down, or you kind of not get depressed, but it just brings you down. And so then you may be less motivated that day, or you may just feel like, well, what's the point of doing anything if everyone's just going to copy me and get credit? And you just kind of go down this downward spiral. And what I've realized is a couple of things over the years. Number one, you can acknowledge that it hurts. Of course, especially if it's something that you came up all by yourself and you're convinced that nobody else had this idea and you came up with it. And then if someone copies you, you know, people will tell you, oh, but, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery. So you should be flattered and you should feel so good. And then you don't. You're like, well, I don't really feel good, but I get what you're saying, because that person's trying to make you feel better. So you first have to kind of say, okay, acknowledge the pain, acknowledge the hurt, acknowledge that, gosh, yeah, that really sucks that this person copied me and they got all the glory and they think that they're so great, but it was inspired by me, and it would be so great if that person were to give me credit. And sometimes they're going to give you credit and sometimes they're not. And so first you acknowledge it, and then just put it away. You can tell yourself, well, yeah, I am an innovator. I am an amazing person. I am somebody that comes with amazing ideas. And now I'm just going to sit back and wait for people to copy me. And then I'm just going to come up with something new. You know, anytime something happens to you, for good or bad, you have a choice in how you react, right? Whether somebody says something about you or whether something happens to you, you always have a choice in what you're going to do, how you're going to respond. You know, I remember years ago, someone had said something about me and it was very hurtful to me. So I defended myself. And then somebody else got on my case about defending myself. And I was like, wait a minute, but the person said something bad about me, so I'm defending myself. And then the other person said, oh, well, you're being defensive. And I'm like, wait a minute, why am I being attacked? I shouldn't be labeled defensive. I'm standing up for myself. And then I remember someone else telling me, yeah, but now you just look bad. And I was like, well, that's not fair, so that this person can just say whatever they want, but then if you defend yourself, you look bad. That's and the other person just gets away. That's just not fair at all. But, you know, so many things over the years with maturity and reflection and what's really worth it in your life, what's worth fighting about, changes how you feel. To the point where now if someone says something about me that maybe is untrue or maybe I don't agree with, I'll kind of look at it and acknowledge it and be like, well, wow, that hurt. That's not true. That hurt. But I'm just going to kind of move on. If it needs clarification publicly, then I'll do it. But then I just kind of have to move on, because you start entering this ugly territory where you start looking bad. And it's not fair. If you're ever in that situation, there's nothing fair about it. But what I've found is people end up showing their true colors. If you take the higher road, the higher ground, which is something that everybody that's come before you will tell you to do because they've been in your position, then you realize, okay, yeah, that hurt and that was untrue, but look where it came from and I'm just going to let it go and move on. Or yeah, that person copied me, but maybe that person doesn't have any ideas of their own and they're looking to me for inspiration and maybe I was able to help them create something new that maybe they couldn't have done. And yeah, I should be proud of that. I should be proud of the fact that I came up with something new, that I inspired somebody else, that they were then able to create and get a good response from. So it makes them feel good. And this isn't a bad thing, right? Because if you look back over the history, every idea has come up with another idea. I mean, is there really anything original anymore? I mean, maybe for 3 seconds. But the minute you come up with something new, people are going to jump on it. And it's a good thing because that means you are an innovator and you are somebody who is progressive and you are somebody that's thinking ahead. And I would definitely rather be that person that is ahead of the game and create something new. And then when someone copies, okay, awesome, that's great. I'm glad I inspired you. I'm glad you were motivated. Now that'll force me to create something new. So the purpose of this podcast is to say why you need competition. And so you're going to say, well, Anna, you haven't talked about competition. You just talked about people copying you and things like that. And it's like, well, it all kind of goes together. Because if you're a leader and you're an innovator and you're someone who's listening to this and you're saying that, yeah, you are somebody that's created new things and you are somebody that people tend to copy and you are someone that feels is leading the path, something new, you need competition. You need people copying you because that forces you to think up new ideas. Because if there's no competition, what do we have? What do we have to push us forward to create something new? We can get very complacent very easily. And I found that in myself. You know, when I first started out, there was a ton of competition and I'm sure I was copying other people's ideas and I was trying to create a name for myself and then I'd come up with new ideas myself. It's how everybody does. So whether you're copying someone for ideas or motivation or you're an innovator, I mean, everybody kind of does a mixture of both, to be honest. And let's face it, like I said, really nothing is new. Someone may come up with an idea, but maybe that idea was inspired by something else. Maybe a piece of it was copied from here, from there. If you look at designer gowns, in 3 seconds, if you see something on the runway, it's going to be copied in a lower price store. And that's just part of the inspiration and ideas and just the way our world works, right? We have Coke and Pepsi. We have Mac and PCs. I mean, we know this. We have Apple and Android and all of that stuff. So we kind of have to get over that. But we also have to make sure that we don't get too comfortable in our own skin. Because I've definitely caught myself over the years. Business is good. I'm coming up with no ideas. I'm so great. Everything's amazing. I have all these clients coming to me. And then I just kind of get bored. Not necessarily knowing I'm bored. It's just kind of get boring and I end up doing the same things over and over again. And then maybe business slows down or maybe it's not as exciting anymore. And then what happens? Somebody else comes up and their work is great and it's new and it's fresh and it's talk of the town. That's the competition you need to wake yourself up. Because you need competition. Competition is what forces you to get out of your bed and go, wait. That horse is running really, really close to me. And I was so ahead of that race. And I was so close. And I was doing so well. And all of a sudden, this horse out of nowhere is coming up next to me in this race. I should speed up. I should get out of bed. I should come up with something new. You need competition. Competition to me is the breath of life. And I say all the time that I actually don't believe in competition. And I don't believe in it in a negative way that would deter me from my work. That's what I say. I am surrounded by tons of photographers. If you Google newborn photographers in OC or LA, there is hundreds, thousands. There is new ones popping up every day. But guess what? There's babies being born every single day. Hospitals are overflowing. We're definitely not slowing down in the baby making department, especially lately. I feel like everybody's having a baby. So I have to tell myself, I don't really believe in competition from the aspect of A, I can't shoot every baby. There's just not enough time. So I shouldn't be the only newborn photographer. See, I don't want to be. I don't want to shoot every baby in the world. See, we need a healthy community of newborn photographers so that we can inspire and uplift everybody. It would be really boring if you were the only newborn photographer. You'd be like, where is everybody else? I know you think it might be great because you'd be making lots of money and everybody would love you, but it wouldn't be great. You would quickly be overworked and feel very alone and afraid. And we can quite often thrive on communities. It's why I have this Belly Baby Beyond conference that we're doing for our third year, is I want to bring photographers together and I want us to inspire and educate each other. And yes, we're technically competing, but we're not, because you have two eyes and your eyes are different than my eyes and you have a purpose for your life. And I have a purpose for my life. And we're not the same person, and we're never going to be. So you can give us the same camera, even the same baby, the same lighting situation, and we're both going to shoot it a little bit differently. And you want your clients to come to you, for your talent, your vision, your idea. So I look at it as if a client comes to me, that means they were meant to choose me. And if they go to my competition, then that wasn't my client. That was my competition's client. And so when I say I don't believe in competition, that's what I mean. Meaning I don't believe in it that it would not want to get me out of bed. So many photographers struggle. They say, oh, this person's charging less, or this person's better than I am, and I just might not be that good, and there's too much competition, and there's just too many people. And when you start going down that path, you start going down this ugly, ugly rabbit trail where you just start feeling really bad about yourself. And you don't have time for it. Life is so short. You only have time to be putting positive things in your brain. So what you do is you allow yourself to think about it for just 1 second. Okay, I have a lot of competition around me. There's a lot of photographers around me. Doesn't mean you lower your prices. It doesn't mean you say you're stuck. It doesn't mean you go down this rabbit hole of depression. It means you go, okay, I'm going to put on my big girl panties or my big boy panties and put on my pants or briefs or whatever. And I need to find a way to be unique and to be different. And I need to find a way to let my light shine and to market and let people find me. And hey, maybe I should reach out to my community and try to mingle with some of these other photographers or join some conferences or find a way to be better. Enter your work in competitions and join this community and say, okay, you know what? People say community over competition, but do they know what that means? That means you get out of your house. That means you get off Facebook. That means you try to reach out to like-minded people. And maybe like-minded people aren't photographers. Maybe you need to get inspiration from other really strong women. I love Marie Forleo. I think she's amazing. I love listening to her. I get so inspired every time I hear her. Brené Brown, I want to jump off my seat when I hear her. Of course, Oprah Winfrey. I look for my inspiration from women that are not necessarily in my fields, but women that have carved their own path, that have said, hey, it's not easy, but I am a woman and I do have a reason and I do have two eyes and a soul and a brain and a heart, and I do want to do this path that is set before me. So you need competition, because if you don't have competition, there's really no reason to change anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. And there's no reason to force yourself to be new and innovative. And don't worry about people copying you. They're going to do it. You're going to copy someone, someone's going to copy you. And I say the same thing about myself. So every time someone copies you, you go, okay, cool. That's cool. I did something. They liked it. That's pretty cool. Now I'm going to go and try and do something different. And if you've copied somebody else, instead of going, I'm going to copy the exact same thing they're doing, I need that bonnet, that wrap, that environment, go, hey, I really like the way that photo makes me feel. Why? Why does that photo make you feel happy? Why, when you look at social or people's websites or their work or paintings, what is it about that that you go, wow, that's awesome? Is it the light? Is it the pose? Is it the texture? There's something about it that's sending message to your brain that says, I like it. I like the way it looks. Take that and be inspired by it and say, gosh, the lighting that they're doing, that makes me feel good. I think I want to do lighting like that, and take a workshop maybe from them or from someone else and get inspired and say, gosh, I'm inspired enough by this person's work that I want to be around them and I want to learn from them and I want to soak up all their knowledge, not so that I can copy them, but so that I can hopefully create work that makes somebody else feel the same way that I felt looking at their work. You know, I'm on both sides of the coin. I'm a photographer and I'm an educator. So as an educator, my job is I want to inspire people and I want to tell people, yeah, this is how I light. This is how I wrap. This is how I pose. Knowing that you can't copy anybody exactly, but it's okay to use my poses. It's okay to use my lighting because you need those little roadblocks. You need those stepping stones to be helped create the path and the journey that you're on. And then you'll have more ideas and you'll have more ways to be inspired. And then it forces me to kind of be competitive with myself and go, okay, that was pretty good. What else can I do? So as a photographer, I'm trying to challenge myself every single day, every single session, whether it's pregnancy, newborn, children, family. There's some point in my session where I say, Anna, what else can you do? And I don't stop to look for something else. I do try to think, what is it that I saw that inspired me? Was it a particular texture? Was it a lighting pattern? Was it a particular fabric? Something inspired me along the way. And I think I want to try to do that. I want to try to be inspired by that idea and create something myself. So my hope is that when you listen to this podcast, that number one, if you're somebody that's been copied, yes, it is flattering. It is. I know it's not going to make you feel better, but it is. And that means that somebody thought that what you were doing was kind of cool and you inspired them. Now, I'm not promoting copying like exactly, especially in the prop world, it gets really crazy. I'm not promoting that in any way, shape, or form. And there are copyrights and patents and all that crazy things. I'm talking about if it's something that impedes on a copyright or a patent or whatever, or something that affects you and they're taking all your tools and ideas and copying everything exactly, then obviously from a legal standpoint, that's a whole different story. What I'm saying is don't get hung up on if you bought a particular bonnet or used a particular baby wrap or you took a particular photo or you had a particular location and someone copies you and maybe it's the same location. So what? Maybe it's the same bonnet. So what? Maybe someone in your town is copying everything you do. So what? Who cares? That means what you're doing is working. So now your job is to think of the competition, which is constantly coming up around you, like the water that comes in through the tide, and say, how can I be better? Every time you do a shoot, whether it's inside, outside, whether it's paid or not paid, think of one thing that you can do to be better, to stay ahead of the competition, to be innovative, to be creative. And I say all the time, our job for today is to be just a little bit better than yesterday. My name is Anna Brent, and I hope this podcast gave you some inspiration to move forward and be an innovator, be a creative, and do the work that you were born to do.